Okay. I'd like to call this meeting to order. Jean Houston will say the invocation, and I'll say the pledge.
Our Father in heaven, we're indeed grateful for our many blessings. We're thankful for the opportunity we have to be here at this Town Advisory Board meeting and be able to represent this valley and talk about issues that affect our valley. We're thankful for all the many blessings we have. We're thankful for all that Thou has done for us. We're thankful for those that serve and spend their time and those that participate. And we bless that we'll be able to have Thy Spirit to guide us in our discussions here, and that we'll be able to come to some solutions that will better us all. And these things we pray for in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay, I'm Margie Holland. I'm the chairman of the Moapa Valley Town Advisory Board.
I'm Kristen Pearson. I'm the vice chair.
Lois Hall, member.
Jean Houston, member.
Megan Porter, member.
Yes, Commissioner Kirkpatrick, so is.
Okay. We don't have anything on this agenda, right?
Well, we have public comment first.
Public comment.
And then approval minutes.
Yeah, but public comment is about items that are on the agenda, right? Okay, we're opening this up to public comment for items that are on this agenda, and since we don't have any items on this agenda,
there's one item.
Informational items. Yeah. The budget request will be discussed beginning in July for discussion only. Okay, is there any public comments on the budget?
I'm going to figure you can open it up, and I don't know. I don't even know what's being discussed.
Yeah, Madam Chair, we're not going to open public comment for that until we get to that item.
Okay.
I get that's the only item. And
that's the only item that's on here. Yeah. Okay, so let's go for a motion for the approval of the May 15th, 2019 minutes. Do I hear a motion?
I'll make that motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, we need a motion for the approval of the agenda for the June 12th, 2019.
I make the motion that we approve the agenda for the June 12th agenda.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, item 5 is informational items. Budget requests will be discussed beginning in July for discussion only.
We just talked about this.
Yeah, I know.
Every year.
Every year.
It wasn't that long ago. It wasn't a year ago.
It's a 3 or 4 step process, which is why it's on the agenda now. You'll talk about it in July, you'll talk about it in August, and then I think we approve it in September.
Okay. Okay, on the back of the one that has all the highlighted yellow marks, it's got the parks and recreation, and then other were things that are in yellow on the other side. I'm going to open this up to public comment about the budget. I wish my voice would stay with me. I feel like I'm going through puberty. It goes in and out and high and low.
I think this is the same ones we looked at before. I remember this
yeah.
Now.
Yeah, uh-huh.
We're having a message about this, about all the hard things.
Yeah.
So
annual thing, Dorian, that is just part of the makeup of the town boards, urban and rural. The days when Snippleman was selling land quicker than they could have auctions and money was rolling in, it was decided that we would have these budget request meetings annually. So, and like I said, it's a 3 or 4 meeting process.
Okay, so you want me just to read them?
What's that?
You want me just to read them off?
No, I don't think you need to do that.
You don't need to do that.
You've got many more discussions coming about this, so you're welcome to discuss it in whatever manner you want to tonight, but there's more to come.
Do I have any public comments about?
I just have a question. I'm not too sure. What I'm understanding then, that this is so far the list of kind of where we want to be on the budget. We get things be added or deleted. Is that what we're supposed to be?
Correct.
It's supposed to be happening?
Correct.
So is it in list of priority?
Right now, it's a list. This list is a priority. The other list was separated between Park and Rec and other.
But it's in priority. Park
and the highlighted is what compared to the rest. I didn't hear.
I don't know what the highlighted is.
The highlighted items are non-park and recreation and will be categorized separately accordingly.
Okay. Okay. The highlighted.
Oh, I got it. No, I didn't read the bottom piece.
Yeah. You got to read the whole thing, Gene.
It says it right there. Yeah.
I remember going up with the committee.
Yeah.
It wasn't that long ago.
No. It wasn't a year ago, no.
Definitely wasn't a year ago.
We have a timeline as to when these things are going to get done.
They need to be approved. Yeah. They need to be approved.
Maybe
first.
In my lifetime.
Maybe yeah. In your lifetime. Yeah.
Maybe in yours, sweetheart.
Yeah, it might be in yours, Megan. I don't know about anybody else's on the board.
You're welcome to vote to delete it and then not do it. It's your list.
No. I want to put everything we can on there, but I don't know that anything. I just, when they ask when it's going to happen, that's a crystal ball I don't have.
And you said we could add to it?
Yeah.
So I would like to propose adding something to the list, and that would be, so I'm a fan of horses, and I would like to add a covered arena or putting some kind of cover on an existing arena or building another one with a cover, because in the summer, it is way too hot to be out there in those two arenas without a cover on it.
I think that's number 3.
No.
That's just the bleachers.
Okay.
No. I'm talking about putting...
Number 3, the extension of the JR Livestock's existing awning heading into the area by approximately 6 feet.
That's the awning over against the building there. Where the
that's not
are
covering the arena.
The arena itself.
Gotcha. I'm saying covering the arena itself, or building another arena with a cover on it, whichever, so that people can ride during the summer.
Last list.
I say just build another arena because the other one is nice in the winter because it's outside.
Mm-hmm. I'm all for that. Yeah. I'm all for keeping the two the way they are and building another one with the cover on it.
Hmm. The covered ones are, well, they have a covered one over in Panguitch, and it's really nice.
Yes.
Wasn't that on the last time when we narrowed this down? Wasn't a cover
that's
on
why,
the arena?
That's why I was so quick to answer because I thought we did. But it looks like we didn't. That's just the bleachers.
Mm-hmm. I remember the discussion.
Well, you can either modify Parks and Rec number 2 to include cover rodeo arena bleachers and add additional, or just add a number 7.
Do a number 4 on other or a number 7 on Parks and Rec?
It'd be Parks and Rec. You can't vote tonight because this is for discussion only.
Yeah,
I'm just discussing.
So, yeah. We'll make a note for Amelia to add it to when there's to be discussion and action.
Okay. So you're talking about an indoor arena.
I don't know that you have to totally make it indoor. I mean, it would be nice if we had a totally indoor one, but some kind of cover over an arena so that there is shade.
I'm pretty sure Horseman's Park just covered their arena, just the cover over the arena.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just...
Do you know how much that costs?
No, but I can find out from RPM.
That'd be kind of interesting to see.
Sure.
Is it going to cost as much as a rec center, or is it going to be something less than that?
Yeah. And is Horseman's Park about the size arena?
I would say so.
It's not that big, so...
Yeah.
Okay. It
goes. Because when I get done writing, I'm pretty sweaty, and so is my horse.
Yeah.
Even at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's hot now.
Yeah.
We're in a heat wave or a heat warning. Yeah. You know that, right?
It won't change the temperature. The only thing it'll change is it'll be shaded.
It'll be shaded, yeah.
It's still going to be hot.
Still going to be hot, but you're not going to have the sun beating on you,
right.
Too.
Right. That will be the difference.
That's true.
All right. Hopefully by the next meeting we can have those numbers.
Okay.
Anything else?
Any other public comments or suggestions?
Anything in the ball field?
First item.
He doesn't have his glasses.
Oh, he
finish the ball field, add play area for children, add shade for bleachers.
With misters.
Mm. And what about the water?
Splash park is
number
six.
Splash pad and motor bell.
Number six.
No, that's number seven.
Number
on
seven.
Priority.
Splash pad. Didn't go in the park. That's on your stuff.
Number six.
On the back.
It's number seven in priority.
Right. It's number seven in priority. Number
six.
On park and rec.
I want to say that one's funded. I'm going to have to find out for you.
That's what?
It's funded.
I feel like one of the splash pads is funded.
And the pool was under repair already. What didn't have to be on here, right?
Yeah.
Which pool?
Ogendale Pool.
Wasn't there an issue about that? It was the lifeguards that was the issue, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Not the pool.
Okay, if I have no further public comment, we'll go on to public comments by the general public. Does anyone have anything to say from the general public? How about General Metro? Just happy to be here, huh? Okay.
We had a fire district board last night, Madam Chair, and Stephen Neal will be ratified at the next Board of County Commissioner meetings as the... It's a volunteer fire chief position, but he's going to take us a stipend.
Oh, uh-huh.
They voted on it last night. And they're getting their medical director. That will also be on the next agenda to have him.
Is that going to be a doctor, the medical director?
Yeah, he doesn't live here.
Yeah.
But it has to do with the training and just the expertise that he brings and that we have to have one of those. So.
Yeah.
I'll ask for Stephen to come to the next town board meeting. I shouldn't. Maybe not the next one. What's the next one? July 10th. Okay. Probably that. And he can give you an update on what's going on with the fire district board. I think we should start having those updates from him.
Yeah. He's usually here when we've had meetings, but he's not here today.
Yesterday was a long day.
Yeah.
And I think that's all I have. Oh, the fireworks. It's a big thing, you know, going on right now in Vegas. I think Commissioner Kirkpatrick's office is sending out 10,000 postcards to targeted areas in the urban valley. We didn't have any areas up here. The fire department probably with Metro's help, the calls for illegal fireworks from last year.
Mm-hmm.
Dots everywhere. I'm going to ask you about the paint.
You need to ask us about the paint for the color in here. Yeah.
So the letters are going out. There's another big push this year. You light it, we write it.
Mm-hmm.
So fireworks are confiscated. Metro's going to be asked to be issuing citations on the spot. Got to get a handle on it. It's really, really out of control in the valley. I know I'm old, but I hate them.
I don't like the pop and bangs or bang and flash.
To a show. Do not do this in your front yard. No. Please spread the word.
Especially when we have the plaza down there with the same zone. It's too close.
Right.
So I should call the police this year when they're banging them off at midnight?
If you look up the U light, you write it, there's a, I apologize, I should have brought it with me. I'll have Amelia email it to you. There's either a dedicated number or it's online. It's online?
It's online. I think there's a phone number, but basically what they do is they compile the numbers of those. That's why we weren't so Vegas, the part you're talking about. Those came as a result of the data that they gathered from that website.
From last year, right.
Out here it's different. I mean, they'll still gather the data, but out here it's different because if one goes off, chances are we're going to see it. And last year we were chasing that load.
We're under the same umbrella of the you write it, you light it. Same citation, policy, everything? Okay.
But I think we didn't go. We might be last year at all.
Confiscate any?
We did.
We've rented 9 U-Haul utility vans or something, and they will be going all night, filling up, taking them back. They're considered hazardous waste. You have to have a certain kind of truck. You have to have a certain driver with a certain driver's license. Mm-hmm. It is, in my opinion, an embarrassment for the cost for people who think, I'm not going to get caught, so I'm going to do it. Mm-hmm. It infuriates me. We're spending a lot of money on this.
I couldn't reach my phone to call last year because I had my 100-pound dog sitting on my lap, scared to death, shaking because of the fireworks.
Yeah, I had mine, too, because not only in my front yard, but in the neighborhood behind me, they were going off like crazy.
I will say the one issue that we have is people are more prone to go to social media on a certain site and complain about it than to contact us.
I tend to ignore those.
Yeah, we're not going to chase down social media.
Nor should you, correct.
If you don't call us, we have a saying, you have to have a victim that. If we don't know about it, we can't catch it.
I literally yelled over my back fence to him and said, if you don't stop, I'm calling the police.
And did they?
Yes, they did.
Okay. Yeah. I confronted a neighbor too, and thank goodness his father came home.
And it was kids.
Yeah.
Okay. No, it's usually always the kids or drunks.
And we need to remember.
I've had a few drunks.
Correct. Yes, and we just hope that they don't have them and then a whole stash of the other stuff in the back.
That they get delivered to the Indian reservation, those ones?
Yeah.
Yep, that's the stuff that, and not a lot of cooperation there to hand out a flyer when they sell them in the States. You can blow them off here, you can drive to Pahrump. There's a place over in Pahrump you can blow them off. That's it. Only place you can blow these things off. They're not legal within the boundaries of Clark County. So, Marilyn was in this building and said that the purple and the lilac's got to go.
What's
wrong with
the
it?
Paint color?
Okay.
So,
what are we going to have, black?
The painter, who Amelia and I are really struggling with, he doesn't seem to have many choices, and his choices are kind of tough. So you can see the varying shades of
tan.
Tan, thank you.
And gray.
I don't know.
It looks like a gray too.
And then we've got...
There's grays over there.
Yeah, grays and greens and kind of a cream on top.
I'm looking at your carpeting. That's where the colors came from.
Well, the carpet's a hot mess, so I don't know. Trying to match the carpet in any way, shape, or form doesn't make much sense to me. White would be institutionalized and blind.
Let's do it.
The green drapes on the dark purple door, and it is the worst color I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, it's hard to see it.
So I'm struggling. So if you don't mind taking a gander, probably over to the whatever those colors are on the left, and if you want to put a check mark or a chicken scratch on one of those post-it notes. I can't imagine anyone likes anything in the back.
There's post-its in the back there?
Yeah, the post-its are on the left with the colors.
So we actually need two colors, though. Doors and the walls.
The walls, you're going to change the color of the walls, too?
Yeah. I can't imagine the last time it was painted, and there's paint money, so she'd like it to be spent in her district, and this is one of the rooms that she thinks. And then this, this happened without, I didn't have any say in this, but I just think the background should be darker so that those boards kind of pop off up there. Mm-hmm. But it is what it is. And some of those colors next to the mural, I think that's really going to get lost in some of those colors. So I don't know what the answer is. But I told Amelia I'd have you guys put chicken scratch on those just so we can kind of be in a consensus of whatever you say those colors are back there.
Okay.
So just grab your pen before you walk out.
Okay.
Make a smiley face. That's all I have, Madam Chair.
Okay, our next meeting is July 10th, 2019. This meeting's adjourned.
I don't know what you're right about, but...
Just tell them that if they have fireworks, we're going to turn them.